Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go! On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk.
Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson with my Barry White bass voice. Oh, boy.
I got one of those this morning, too.
Baby.
Sounds like we've been up watching TV or something for the last 3 days.
Man, that's a combination of early and mask. That's like, oh, man, now my glasses are fogging up. Oh, man, I can't. It's terrible. Who's going to, they need to invent. Now, okay, all you young people out there, invent a device or something that when you put your mask on, you put glasses on, your glasses don't fog up when you put your mask on.
You better put windshield wipers on your glasses.
Okay, what they do. I'll buy it. Good morning, everybody. My name is Emerson. You're not welcome to School Talk. Our main line here is 244-WBWG at 244-9234, but you cannot call in because I got a guest on the line today. We're going to talk about some good stuff and things and things. Stuff and things. Some good stuff and things. Get it, Mr. Easter? Stuff. And
stuff
things.
And things, yes. Sounds like a good name for a store.
Yeah.
Don't welcome to Stuff and Things.
Yeah, but my relationship is stuff my belly.
That's coming up in a couple weeks.
Stuff and things.
Yeah.
Stuff and things in my stomach. That's not my show, y'all. I'm just kidding. But we're going to talk about some stuff and things. Good morning, Mr. Easter.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good.
I normally ask my students, what you got planned for the weekend, but you're not my student. Mr. Teacher, what you got planned for the weekend?
Well, I'll be here a little bit. We'll talk about that on the big board here in just a second. And then, you know, just seeing how, you know, if you're listening on Sunday, this may be old news.
Yeah.
But seeing how this presidential election is going to be ultimately decided.
That's definitely pizza action, some coffee, some soft drinks, and sitting out, chilling out, watching some TV.
Yeah.
You know, just relaxing and watching the ticker. Just
trying to stay off social media because
that's not healthy.
It doesn't make sense. Like you always used to, you know, don't make no sense.
Just got to, who was it? Somebody said, they said, vote, stay calm, and follow the law. Well, now you already voted, so stay calm and follow the law.
Well, I mean, you just look at some of the stuff that's going on out there. But
that's a miracle.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
We seem to find that out every 4 years, don't we?
But I tell people right now, man, we might be crazy up here in America, but I don't want to live nowhere else.
No.
So anyway, after stuff and thing, before we get to stuff and thing, what thing we call the,
Well, obviously, we've got Ben Davis football tonight on Friday. The Ben Davis Giants in the sectional championship. They'll take on Perry Meridian tonight.
I'm sorry.
They'll take on Perry Meridian. We'll have coverage at 6:15 with the kickoff at 7 p.m. tonight. And then on Saturday, tomorrow, as you're listening to this live on Friday, girls basketball tips off tomorrow. The Lady Giants playing in the Center Grove Invitational. They'll take on Fishers and Hamilton Southeastern. Fishers at 10 a.m., Hamilton Southeastern at 6 p.m. And it's new coach, brand new coach Stan Benge with us.
Hey.
Oh, wait. I think he's been here before. Yeah.
Yep.
That's right. He won 519 games and four state titles. But Coach Stan Benge back on the sidelines for Ben Davis. And it's exciting to have him back. So we'll see what happens coming up on Saturday as the Lady Giants open up their season. I'd say be patient with them early. The schedule is brutal.
Wow.
I mean, brutal with a capital B.
They're playing the Fever?
Pretty much. The Fever of high school basketball. But both Fishers and HSE are excellent teams. They've got Brownsburg next week, a team that's ranked. They've got Lawrence North coming up the first few games. It's going to be a tough start, but I think people just stick with them. And we'll see what happens. And, you know, they'll be playing their best basketball in February when it's, when it's really important.
So. Baptism by fire.
Absolutely. B.
Also not on the board, Ben Davis, eighth grade coach, D.D. Williams. Have you heard that one?
No.
Yeah, I saw it out there I don't have my phone with me. I saw it out there. I saw it four or five times. But D.D. Williams, former Ben Davis Giant, the Ben Davis eighth grade head coach.
Well, I do know that Eli's been back helping out.
Yeah.
Sure, Eli Gash.
These young yellies come home.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah, I have my.
It's pretty cool.
I don't have my phone, my internet. But my guest might know something about that. I got a guest on my line.
She coaches girls basketball.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. She might know something about that. But I did read it, and I said congratulations to Didi and sent it out there to her social media contacts. On the line, I love her Twitter handle. Born Royalty 12. I like that. Born Royalty 12. All right, on the line, it's the at Born Royalty 12. How you doing? I'm sorry. You know, you know I ain't got no sense.
Marcy Royalty.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Marcy, I just broke my mask giving you a good shout out.
Oh, I'm so honored.
Yeah, now I gotta reach in my pocket.
He's gotta
and get my backup because I broke that one. So you know you gotta carry a backup. You know, nowadays.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we're gonna talk some stuff and things as I get back legal again. And because even though you're in the, we're alone, we got this electronic equipment up in here. So we're trying to keep everything proper and safe and clean and everything. So even though just us two mugs
it
up in here.
It was condition of us doing the show here live. We were, you know, have to keep our masks
keep
on.
Keep our mask on.
So if we sound like this, that's why.
Marcy Ross, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm driving, hands-free, so I'm not breaking any laws, but... It's so weird not to be in the studio with you.
Yeah, that is so true. That is so true. Well, I don't want to get you in no trouble, but so you're hands-free, and that's awesome. We got some things coming up here in school that is coming up. I said some stuff and things.
But, yes, that's cute.
Yeah, so we got our Thanksgiving drive coming up and being sponsored by our students here at Ben Davis High School. And that time is right around the corner. Gobble, 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 gobble. So let's take some time. Let's talk about that. What's going on with that? Who's sponsoring that? How can you get involved in that? I want some free. I want some food.
Well, yeah. So, yeah, it is that time of year. Don't be fooled by this Midwestern weather that we have because, you know, in about 7 days it could be snowing. So who knows?
Yeah.
But it is that time for Thanksgiving and I am one of three senior class sponsors, so need to give a shout out to Mrs. Melissa Edwards and Mrs. Katrina Dawson. They are my sidekicks in all of this. So yeah, it's that time of the year where the senior class officers, the leaders of this school and the senior class, sponsor a district-wide Thanksgiving food drive, and in the past we have fed anywhere between 300 to 350 families that have been names have been given to us by their child's school, their school, and so we reach out to them and see if they would like some food for Thanksgiving, and we arrange it, and they come and they pick it up. And this year's a little bit different, par for the course for 2020, but normally elementary schools and middle schools and high school would run like a contest. Each school does it differently, but they do a canned food drive,
right.
And all the donations arrive at the high school, and we sort and pack and do pickup day for those that are receiving the food. So it's chaos at its finest. Nothing like receiving thousands and thousands of cans in a matter of 3 days. and then it's done. So it's a fantastic event. We don't know exactly what it's going to look like this year. Our students, just for their safety, we kind of taken them out of the helping process.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we've literally called in the National Guard.
Wow.
Literally. Yeah, so they're going to, the National Guard has been wonderful to work with, and they're going to give us 10 to 15 people to help unpack trucks and boxes and sort and help pack up boxes and things like that. So we've got our fingers crossed that it runs really smoothly. If out there in our listening area is willing to help out and donate, you can drop off your donations at the high school. If you want to sponsor a family with monetary donations, you can feed a family for about $30.
Okay.
So, yeah. So that's our gig.
So they can drop off at the high school. That's one way you can get involved, by dropping off goods.
Yes.
And then how do you get on the list if you want some stuff?
You would contact your student counselor at their respective school.
Okay.
Yeah, so generally counselors have a list of families that typically are in need. We know this year is going to be totally different.
Right.
But I would encourage those families to reach out to their student's counselor.
Okay. Are there particular items that you don't need to bring?
Yeah. So we like those canned items, right?
Okay.
Those items that are going to last a little bit longer. We don't have, we have refrigeration. The ladies in the cafeteria give us a little bit of space in their refrigerator to put our turkeys so they don't spoil. But that's all the space that we're given. So we really don't have room for milk or anything that's going to need refrigeration. In years past, some people have given us pies, and they just, they don't work very well.
Yeah, right.
Well,
yeah. Good thing about it, if they're giving it to the National Guard, if you give a pie to me, it won't make it to the cabinet.
Me either.
Right? The problem is it's usually hidden in the bottom of a box.
Ooh,
yeah.
Smashed.
Oh. Yeah. You know,
that's smashed pumpkin pie.
It's smashed and runny by then, so we like those non-perishables.
Yeah.
But we'll take pretty much anything you want to give us, and we'll get it divided.
Sounds good. Now, can they give money?
Absolutely. Money is, and we've kind of seen here lately that's kind of the way that the schools are going.
Okay.
So so the adults in all of this, Melissa and Katrina and I, we know that if you donate money, we will be making trips to Costco and Sam's Club and getting food purchased. So we're going to have food for people. We're going to make it happen. Whatever we need to do, we'll do. So, we won't turn down money. Make your checks out to Ben Davis High School, and we will get those put in our funds, and we will use them wisely.
That's good. The Three Musketeers.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the one thing about canned foods, like, and you might can relate to this, like a lot of times when I was younger, and we would tell my mom that we have nothing to eat, and she would go to the cupboard and come out of that cupboard with a 3-course meal with dessert.
Right? Yes.
So that's how powerful canned foods can be when it comes to a meal. I mean,
absolutely.
You just add the meat, and you've got the veggies, you got your proteins, you got your starches. You know, it's just crazy.
It is, and you know, even cakes like box cakes and icing will last up to a year. So, you know, that's a great dessert. Very easy. You just add, you know, eggs and water and a little bit of oil and pop it in the oven, and you got a cake. So, we'll take anything and everything that people want to supply us with, and we'll get it sorted and passed out. And it's an unbelievable gift to be able to do this for our families in need. Like, I can't even put it into words the feelings that are expressed on pickup day, and it's just amazing to be able to help so many. And you know, we couldn't do it without everyone else in the district, and everyone at the Ed Center who supports us, and Miss Squire and her admin team. And it's just, we are fortunate. We are very, very fortunate. So, yeah. You know, if this is a way we can help our community, we definitely want to get on board and make it happen. So we don't know really what this year's going to look like, because, you know, par for the course, it's kind of, everything's been like that, but we're going to make it as typical or as close to normal as we can make it. So we're excited.
I can feel the excitement through the microphone, through the airways. And because one thing, you're right, home run on this, on that statement, that everything's looking a little different during this period. And Thanksgiving is also going to look different for a lot of different peoples here in the coronavirus pandemic era. Especially if you're hosting a large get together at your family's house or at another event, because according to the centers of CDC, is, you know, you got to be careful. You got to keep it down to a low risk event. And I my hat goes off to what you're doing with our young people, National Guard coming in to work to handle the items to keep it down to a low risk event, keep our kids safe. That is awesome. How did now, I know y'all watch the news and y'all educated peoples. How in the world did you think about the National Guard to do this?
Well, I have to be honest. It was not my thought. Debbie Montgomery, I was talking with her. I work in the career center portion of the high school now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, congratulations.
Thanks. And I was talking with Debbie one day, and she said, hey, I think we might have some connections. And she hooked me up with a counselor in the career center who has some connections with the National Guard. And I don't know how much everyone knows about the National Guard, but that's one of the things that they do. They like to help out in their community. And so we kind of lost our mind when we were told that kids weren't going to be able to help us. You know, this is a kid-driven project. And so so we just said, let's try it. Let's see if they're willing. And lo and behold, they are. And so they're going to come in and really help us. 10 to 15 people really doesn't sound like a lot, but it's going to be amazing just to have that extra hands and people from the, you know, community to come in and to really help us. So we're grateful for those connections. And you know, over the years, Melissa Edwards has built amazing connections with Walmart and Kroger and other stores around the area, and they really help us out. They give us a great deal on turkeys and gift cards and bags so we can bag things up. So it is really a true community event. You know, we couldn't do it without the elementary schools and the middle schools. They collect so much food for us, and it is a true sense of community. This event, and it is a way for Wayne Township to give back to those families that, you know, we see every day that are struggling, and we are elated to be able to help them and to just be here, so and do what we can do.
Marcy, and what other ways, I mean, kind of away from the food drive, what other ways has the pandemic affected what you guys do with senior class officers?
Oh, well, normally we would really get to meet with our kids like every week, at a minimum every month, and we haven't been able to do that. We had to hold elections virtually. We would have normally held them in the spring, and we would have worked graduation. We would have worked our evening of excellence, and throughout the summer we would have fundraised. So we did not have our officers this year until like a month into school, and so everything has been communicated through email, and we haven't really met with them, and it's just been crazy. And the three adults, the three sponsors, because we didn't have officers this summer, so we still had to fundraise. So we conducted a mass fundraiser all through the three of us, and it got really great responses from the community. We sold a ton of masks, and I mean, I just cannot thank the community enough for buying those masks, because that, without money, we couldn't buy all the food that we need for this food drive and to support us. But this pandemic has definitely changed everything that we do, and we just have to approach it with a different perspective. Like, how are we going to do this, and how are we still going to get the kids involved and have the same effect? So you just have to be creative.
Yeah. I'm great. It's awesome you guys are taking the lead on this, because what you're doing, it's definitely, if not a model, it's definitely what you need to do in this pandemic. You're looking at this from a perspective of keeping the community safe, the kids safe, at the same time, give an awesome service, have the results of being the same, of helping out the families. And I hope people can make them see that and take that type of activity back to their own family as it pertains to being safe, doing the Thanksgiving activities in a safe manner, that you don't hurt your family, but still have your Thanksgiving celebration. Because my family's facing with the same question. My father-in-law, he's in his 80s, and he wants to have a Thanksgiving gathering with the family. But we got to figure out how do you have a gathering and keep it safe for him? He's 80 years old, so you're not bringing in no booger germs and stuff like that, you know. And it makes everything different. So I advise folks to listen, watch what you guys are doing. Go to the CDC website, get those tips on how to have a safe holiday gathering at your place. Because we still want to have Thanksgiving, but you got to do it differently, like you said. Wow.
You do. And you know, it's great to get together, but we don't want anything bad to happen when we get together. So, you know, even with your family, if you're not living in that household, you know, a mask, you want to protect everyone else. So, you know, wear your mask and try to maintain your 6 feet and do your best. And you know, for some that may be that you postpone Thanksgiving and things like that, but you have to make the best decision for your family.
Yeah.
And that's what we tried to do in planning all of this. And let's make the best decision for our kids, but still be able to provide for families. And yeah, so we're looking forward to it. It is chaos in the beginning, but somehow it always comes together. And I think that's the way Thanksgiving is going to work out for everyone, right?
Like, right.
It may be chaos in the beginning, but it's going to work out. So.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I know you're talking about the changes for people's families. I know I was talking to our department chair, Dennis Goins, and one thing he talked about is they're not going to have the big family get-together that they usually have in Rushville.
Right.
Because of the pandemic and because of the number of people in their family that are older. And, you know, they just don't want that risk. And I think many families are facing this decision right now about what do we do about Thanksgiving? What do we do about Christmas? What do we do about, you know, the holidays coming up that we all, I mean, Hanukkah. I mean, there's more than just Thanksgiving and Christmas to consider. So I think that it is something, and, you know, of course, what's going on right now in this really time of change, there's a lot of change going on, a lot of having to do things differently now than we've ever done it before. And it's scary for a lot of people.
Right. There's some holidays I can't even pronounce them. Yom Kippur and Kwanzaa, Hanukkah. John, you can pronounce. I can't pronounce some of these. It's a whole bunch of fall winter holidays. There's so many. But you're right, you know. And Marcy. So what? I'm gonna dip down in your Kool-Aid now.
Okay. All right.
What are your plans for Thanksgiving?
Well, my husband is from Illinois, so all of his family lives over there. I'm from southern Indiana, so we literally would divide. But for Thanksgiving, we typically just stay here, and it's just us.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband's daughter, my stepdaughter, she's in college, so she comes home. So it's generally just the three of us. In the past, we've invited our neighbor over, and so we enjoy her company. This year, it's just going to be probably the three of us. Mm. We'll see if my neighbor wants to come over. She always has that open invitation. Mm-hmm. But she's older, and so, you know, we'll leave that up to her. And
yeah.
But we would wear our masks and everything. Our biggest dilemma has been Christmas. What are we going to do?
Ooh.
And so my family has opted not to do Christmas, just for safety. My younger sister has multiple sclerosis. Oh. So nobody wants to take the chance of giving COVID to her accidentally. So we made that decision. My husband's family, we're still kind of tossing that up in the air. But I'll tell you what we've done. We Zoom with them, and we have figured out how to play games over our computers. Mm-hmm. All together. So they are a very competitive family. My husband has four brothers, and so every time we get together in person, somebody's playing a game somewhere, and so we have figured out how to do it electronically to where all of us can play, and it doesn't matter where we are. So we'll spend hours on Zoom just playing games and laughing and having that family time in a different way. So, that's what our plan is.
Yeah, I didn't ask that just to get nosy. I basically did it because everybody understand that we're all in this together. I mean, I usually go to Terre Haute with my family in Terre Haute. I spend time down there. Then I come back up here and spend it with, I start up here with my in-laws here and the family up here. Then I go to Terre Haute, you know. But I'm not going to Terre Haute this year. I'm not making the trip. And then we don't know what we're going to do up here or how it's going to even look. I don't know. Will it be like the airport? We have a bunch of plexiglasses everywhere. over the food, you go down this line through this plexiglass. You go to this section where your table is surrounded by plexiglass. You want to talk, you got to go outside and talk because it's open air. And you got to keep your mask on when you're outside. So, and inside. So I don't know. It might look like an airport scenario.
You know. I completely understand. My husband is a physician at Witham Hospital. And so when this pandemic went down, we installed some protocols in our house to, like, keep both of us safe. So when he would come in, because he was working the front lines and checking people. So he had to take his clothes off, and they would go in a special clothes basket and get laundered immediately, and he would go up and shower. And it was just, one, we didn't know a lot of information about the virus.
Mm-hmm.
But we knew that he was being exposed to it every day. So it was just precautions, just to keep both of us safe and to be smart about it. And we wash our hands and we disinfect our surfaces. And it's kind of crazy, but, you know, we probably should have been, we did wash our hands before the pandemic, I should say that. But, you know, disinfecting, I've done a way more disinfecting now than what I did on a daily basis before.
Right.
So.
Yeah,
and it was probably something that we should have been doing.
Yeah, we all turned to Mr. and Mr. Clean. So we can do some cleaning commercials. All of us now.
Absolutely, yes. I can be a spokesperson for Clorox.
I heard that. Yeah, Mikey sanitizer germ. Yeah, so, hey, we appreciate everything you do here at the high school, everything you do for our young people. Young people are our future leaders of tomorrow, and without folks like you and the Three Musketeers, you know, we appreciate all you guys' effort keeping our kids safe and still trying to keep on an awesome tradition here at Ben Davis High School of the Thanksgiving giveaway, because our community needs it, and our community needs you to keep on doing what you're doing.
Thank you. And again, if people want to donate, drop your donations off at the high school. You can mail checks, make them out to the high school. You can just address it to Thanksgiving Food Drive. We will get it. So we appreciate anything that we get.
Born Royalty 12. I love it. At Born Royalty 12. I love that Twitter handle.
Right. Thank you.
All right, be careful.
You.
God bless you.
Thank Thank you. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Marcy.
Yeah. All right, bye.
Bye-bye. I love that handle.
Born Royalty?
Yeah, Born Royalty. I like that. Well, we did it again. Went to the post. It's 7:30. We need more time to talk about this holiday situation. We need to do a whole special show on what to do during the holiday from CDC regulations because, that's just so deep.
Yeah, maybe we could get an expert or something.
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
I had been working with a company. I got an email a few weeks back that they were doing flu shots. Okay. And I was hoping to work that out, but we couldn't make it work. Turns out they were in L.A.
Oh.
Kind of hard to get anybody up at 4:30 in the morning to call in.
Maybe we can go bum rest CVS or something like that.
We'll figure something out.
Put a mic in their face.
Yeah. We'll figure something out because that's important. I know I went and got a flu shot for the first time in my life. Mm-hmm. So
okay.
That was something different. And, my arm hurt a little bit for a couple days, and I felt a little sluggish.
Yeah.
But I'm always sluggish.
So, I'm laughing with you now. That
I thing. Know. Well, you know me. We've known each other what
like
now?
A book.
17 years, Emerson. I think 18 years almost.
Front to cover.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, throw a new chapter in every once in a while. Yeah.
And also, we want to send our condolences out to Mr. Goins. You know, he's had a really rough go of it this year with the family. So, our thoughts go out to the Goins family. Have had a couple more deaths in the family. So we send our thoughts out to them.
2020 has been tough.
It has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, folks, we did. Next Friday, we got some more stuff and things. I don't know what stuff things going to be, but we'll
I don't think anything's on the docket yet, but we'll figure something out.
Let's go find a doctor and get some flu shots up in here.
That's right.
Well, to the parents. And to the teachers. Is that Dr. Butts?
It works for today, though.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
That's true, too. So you can play a song when Dr. Butts comes on the scene, you know? Here comes the man.
Yeah, that one's for Dr. Butts and Miss Squire.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. Yep, the princess. That's the queen. Yeah. To the parents and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. They must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And still remember, your future is in the hands of the one you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat like Born Royalty 12. I love that Twitter handle. Just copy the right cat. And young man, be a man. And young ladies, don't get hung with the wrong crowd because you'll get in trouble. And you won't get no turkey. You won't get no raspberries. You don't get no strawberries. You don't get no dressing. You don't get nothing to eat. Gotta go to your room. Oh, how did I get on that page? I don't know. But the Visual Panther School Talk. That's at the Visual MT in Wayne Township, Penn Davis High School, Giant 98.9. The views of me and my guests. So until next week, they let me come back. I'll talk to you and see you on School Talk.